The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
EAGLES Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special football 24/7. The pads are officially on. And wait, let me switch my mic about that. There we go. Better mic. Pads are officially on, everybody. Practice number 5 is in the books. What a good one it was for the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot coming out. And you're hearing a lot of good things about all the right people as practice continues to move on. I will say, training camp has been fun to this point, but it's about to get a whole lot more fun with now that the pads are officially on. You could tell immediately today when the beat reporters were started to cover what they were seeing down at practice. I followed up. I talked to John McMullen. We followed along with Elliot Shore Parks, with Johnny Clark, with Chris Franklin, with EJ Smith. We listened to them all. We read them all day. On Twitter today, boy, it's going to be a fun to recap this camp, especially now that the pads are on. I mean, Quinyon Mitchell, he continues to impress. Jalen Hurts, 6 touchdowns, a lot of red zone work today. You're hearing Jalen Carter is bulldozing people out of the way. Nakobe Dean was talked about a little bit today, so a lot of good stuff coming out of practice today. We will get into it all. We'll talk about what was said early. We'll talk about some of the off-field stuff, obviously, and then get into the on-field work. I took a bunch of notes, and there were so many damn things coming out. I couldn't even keep the notes. I just started liking everything on Twitter so that we could go back and discuss it all. So we'll get into it all. I'll get into the chats. We'll discuss it with you guys, and you know, I want to see what you guys took away from it as well. Maybe some of you weren't following it along. I'm sure a bunch of you who are listening to this now live, a lot of you in the chat, appreciate you all being here. But all the people who are listening to it after are looking for the update. So I will run through everything that happened at the practice, everything that stood out, the important stuff. And it's really been a good day. It's been fun to follow along. I've been enjoying following along. A reminder to everybody, we'll have a special Birds 365 tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. with John McMullen, and the National Football Show coming up in around an hour and 26 minutes, the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. So that'll be live at 2 p.m. So let's get into it, everybody. First, the day started with Michael Clay talking, so we'll get into that. Michael Clay, the Eagles special teams coordinator, spoke today to the media. Not too much to take from it other than that he thinks the Eagles, who are a smart organization, as he called it, will have a big advantage from the new kickoff rules. He said the smartest organizations will benefit the most. So Michael Clay is excited for the new kickoff rules. He said he watched every single kickoff in the XFL, 400 plus of them. Now, the rules are slightly different, but very similar, looking for that advantage for the kickoff. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays into the year with the new kickoff rules and the new special teams and how they'll play it out. So we'll follow along with that. But Michael Clay spoke. He sounded good, cool, calm, collected, and confident. So good to hear from Michael Clay, the Eagles special teams coordinator. The other two things was Lane Johnson, who missed yesterday with a toe injury of some sorts. He was back today, but he didn't participate fully in the team drills, but he was back. He was wearing pads, and he was back out there today. And then Saquon Barkley was also back out there. He missed yesterday for a personal day. We don't know what that was for, but good to see Saquon back out there at practice today. So good stuff there from Saquon Barkley. He was out there. Interesting that the Yankees manager, Aaron Boone, was out there. He must be – apparently he's a longtime Eagle fan, grew up rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. So he was out there chopping it up with Nick Sirianni. And then Liverpool FC was out there. Howie was talking to them. I saw a couple pictures of that. And then your two guys who were out were Tyler Steen. Obviously, we talked about him with the ankle injury, and Oren Burks, who was out again. So those are the only two guys who really missed practice. Trevor Keegan was limited. He went down with some sort of an arm injury yesterday. So he had the arm wrapped up, and he was back out today in a limited role. So good to see him back out there. Now we'll dive into the on-field stuff. I'm going to do some business on air real quick. Put this up there. Make sure everybody can follow us along on Twitter and on YouTube. All right, all done with that. So let's move into the on-field stuff. I mentioned Tyler Steen missed, so it was Mekhi Becton back out there in pads who was playing the right guard position. And then Fred Johnson, who we talked about yesterday, was in there for Lane Johnson in the team drill. So good to see that. So a lot of rotation at cornerback again. Isaiah Rogers got the first nod at the opposite of Darius Slay on that right side. And then Quinyon Mitchell getting the start at slot corner, at nickel cornerback. So interesting to see that. Bond and White were back at your linebacker position, at least the starters who were with the first team. Barkley got the first play. Big run was stopped by Bond. I heard this. Jalen Carter swatted Becton and just moved him right out of the way. I mean, this is a 360-pound, 6'8" dude, and Jalen Carter's just in there, whoop, wiping him out and moving him out so he can get pressure on the quarterback. So really good stuff to see that. And then the other interesting thing, this is what you love to hear with the pads, everybody. Fred Johnson pancaked Zach Bond, and Zach Bond was not happy with it. Zach Bond apparently ran up to him and kind of gave him a shove. It was a little playful, but you could tell Zach Bond was upset by the reports from the beat reporter. So that was interesting. But you start to see that intensity. And this is football, man. This is football. These guys thrive on that. This is, you know, high energy, high testosterone men who are competing, you know, versus each other in a physical nature. So this, you know, tension is high. And when you go up against each other, the best of the best in their industry, the tension is going to be high. So good to see that and you know, hear that. It was all good. No fights or anything, but good to see that there's some activity out there, some energy, some you know, passion out there when Fred Johnson pancaked Zach Bond. Zach wasn't happy about that. So good stuff there. We'll dive into all the stats, but the other thing that I took real quick on the notes was the first red zone, Hurts was 3 of 4 for 3 touchdowns, 2 touchdown passes to Kenny Gainwell, 1 touchdown pass to A.J. Brown. So everybody looked pretty good today out there. We'll dive into a little bit more of it. In the first red zone team session, Quinyon Mitchell got starting reps as a slot corner, and he got a few on the outside as well. Zach Bond had a couple nice plays versus the run. A.J. Brown with a slant route touchdown against Quinyon Mitchell, handed him the ball afterwards. So I love to see the A.J. versus Quinyon stuff going on at camp right now. There's a lot of it. They asked Quinyon about it after he spoke in the press conference. So all in good fun, but he's loving learning from A.J. Brown. He pointed to him as one of the best players in the game. So, you know, when you take a guy at cornerback in the first round and he has the opportunity to go up against A.J. Brown, that's going to aid in his development very, very quickly. So great to hear that Quinyon Mitchell and A.J. Brown are having some good camaraderie out there. They're jabbing at each other. They're kind of, you know, chirping and trash talking a little bit, but they're getting the better of each other, and that's going to make them better. So good to hear about that. Quinyon Mitchell also, you know, there was some good news about him blanketing A.J. Brown. He had a great rep versus A.J. Brown. This is from John Clark. He says, Quinyon stares him down. Quinyon is quiet, but when he's on the field, he talks trash to A.J. Next play, A.J. catches a ball one-handed over Mitchell, but he was out of bounds. Really good battles in camp so far. So that's from our guy, Johnny Clark, down there. Martin Frank says, one-on-one drill. Quinyon covering A.J., pushed him out of bounds to kill the play. Then he talks
talk some trash. Next time, AJ makes nice corner of end zone catch, but ruled out of bounds. Quinyon makes the out of bounds signal. So you can see that these guys are jabbing at each other, and that's a good thing. Like I mentioned, you know, that this is how you pull the most out of these types of players. So, you know, it was a fun practice today with the pads. As I mentioned, you know, this is where things are really going to start to ramp up with the pads. EJ Smith, 94 at EJ Smith, 94. From the Philadelphia Inquirer, he put out some red zone 1v1 highlights, and he said, Quinyon Mitchell, two great reps against A.J. Brown, as we just talked about. Johnny Wilson caught a nice jump ball from Jalen Hurts on a fade route against Keely Ringo. So good to hear Johnny Wilson. They're kind of using his size down there in the red zone, which is good to hear. I'm going to pull up some of these. How's my internet? Is my internet? You guys can hear me okay? My internet's telling me my internet's going in and out, but it should be good. So appreciate everybody. Let me check in with everybody before I continue. Prince Swayze's in here. What's up, Prince? Appreciate you, brother. Bruce Banner, James Jones, Recon Man, TRPT from Twitter checks in. What's up, brother? Appreciate you being here. I'll get to your question in a minute. Eduardo Rez is in here. James Jones, our resident Commander fan. What's up, brother? Appreciate you being here. Eduardo, Rashid Mixon, Brian Grensick. What's up, buddy? Appreciate everybody being here. Make sure you guys drop a like on the show. And let's continue to move on. My image is going in and out, but the audio is good. Sorry about that, guys. Hopefully my connection can pick up. I don't know what's going on. I'm hardwired and everything, so everything should pick up. Let me see if I can correct that real quick and kind of get it going. But sorry about that. James says, when's the show tonight? 6 to 8 p.m., brother. 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have Birds 365. So we'll talk about everything on there. With Birds 365 tonight, as Johnny Mack, who was down there watching all the practice today, we'll see what he took out of it. So good stuff from that. Let's continue to run through the practice notes today. Keely Ringo is out. He got a lot of first-team reps again. It was interesting. Landon Dickerson went down a little bit, and Trevor Keegan got some first-team reps. So great to see that Trevor Keegan was getting some reps at first. This is a guy we haven't heard much about since the draft, but obviously – you know, a guy that potentially has some potential playing at that guard spot. Dickerson went down for a couple plays, so Trevor Keegan was in at the first team. Good to see that. Brandon Lee Gowton put out. Milton Williams was deflecting passes from Jalen Hurts at the line of scrimmage. He's been very active today, so good to hear that. Anybody else that stood out today? Isaiah Rodgers had a nice day, apparently. Two great multiple pass breakups in the last two days, closing on the football extremely quick. So good to hear that from Andrew DeCecco put that out, but good to hear that from Isaiah Rodgers, who has played well so far in camp, and he's obviously a guy who's vowing for a spot on the roster, a starting spot, so we'll see how he plays out. Prince says, it's summertime, Xander. Traffic is heavy. I have two internet providers. Yeah, me too, Prince. I'm normally the one guy where my internet never goes, and it's just not working great right now, so sorry about that. Still saying my internet is low. Let me see if I can reboot real quick and just kind of get it up. I have a couple different things I can do here, but sorry about that, guys. Hopefully my internet picks up a little bit. It's unfortunate when my connection is no good. Let me see if I can reset it. It's not really working, but sorry about that. We'll get into more. Hopefully you guys can hear me, at least for anybody listening on the podcast. It was good to hear that N'Kobe Dean had a good play today. An 11-on-11, got his arm out, brought down Shipley, who seemed to be, you know, ready to get a big gain. So, you know, good to hear that N'Kobe Dean made some plays. This was a good thing to hear, too. And I'll talk to John about this again, who might be upset with me talking about motion more. But Zach Berman from PHLY puts out a tweet. He says, benefit of Eagles' increase in pre-snap motion has been apparent in the geometry of the offense. They dressed up a base play, but were able to manipulate the spacing by what they did before the snap. Something to watch with Kellen Moore this year. Great to hear, you know, when you hear that the motion is helping the offense to create better plays. That's obviously a good thing to hear. So good stuff there. The other thing that, you know, somebody in here yesterday was commenting, they wanted a little bit of a longer practice. An hour 40 today, so pretty good practice time today for the Eagles. You know, 100-minute practice out there working hard in the pads. So good to hear that they went a little bit longer, you know, but ultimately still not crazy long. I mean, you know, we're going to do a show this afternoon for 4 hours and then 2 hours, longer than the Eagles are practicing for, but still good to hear that they were out there working hard for an hour 40 minutes. So Good stuff there, but by all accounts, it was a spirited practice. AJ versus Quinyon in one-on-one drill was the highlight of the practice. Quinyon Mitchell's getting educated by his veteran wide receiver counterpart, who is obviously a top wide receiver in the NFL. So good to hear that Quinyon's going up against AJ Brown. But overall, a good first practice in pads. Like I've mentioned, I think we're going to learn a lot more about this team now that the pads are on. So hopefully they can continue. Hopefully they can continue to, develop, continue to learn more about this team. I think, you know, when you have pads, you learn more about the physical nature of the team. It's obviously a physical sport. Rashid says, come on, Xander, they're outside running around. You're right. I shouldn't really compare them to me sitting here in an air-conditioned office doing a show. But you're right. My point is that an hour 40 is a long time, but not that long. I mean, you know, it's good, but it's not what it used to be. They used to do 2 days where they're doing 4, 5, 6 hours of on-field work a day. But you are right, Rashid. I should tone that rhetoric back a little bit. You're right. I will listen to you on that one. Let me make sure nothing else is coming out real quick. Just making sure everybody's good. I saw AJ and Jalen were chilling out there, but that's really it. I think the practices went. I think it went really well today. James Carver checks in. How did Dean play? You didn't hear too much from Dean other than, he had that one good play apparently in 11-on-11s. I don't know other than that how he looked out there. I think if he's a – look, here's what I think about Nakobe Dean. I don't think he's going to be a guy that's a game-changing type of player. If he can stay healthy, maybe he can be a contributor, a consistent contributor on the team, or at least, you know, be a starter. But – we got to wait and see on that, and we'll see about it, how it plays out. But listen, you know, not much from Dean yet. At least Zach Bond and Devin White were your starters and with the first team defense first. So, you know, still not crazy amount going on. Shooter McGavin, I see you, brother. What's up, Shooter McGavin? He's trolling. Shooter, who are you a fan of? Because I can tell he's not an Eagle fan, but he says we're a camp team. He was trolling me yesterday a little bit. Called me a communist, which I didn't like. So I got back at him a little bit, but good to see you back here, Shooter. Appreciate you being here. Dave and Austin checks in. I really like the content on Eagles content on this channel, except for Cilio. You got to listen to Cilio, brother. Cilio knows what he's talking about. He's played this game at a high level. He doesn't view it like an Eagle fan. So he has a different perspective, but he does a great show and we love him having him here on Jacob Sports. So good stuff there. Shooter McGavin, fan of the Patriots, but he's in here. We appreciate you being in here. So that's it. Listen, I'm not down at practice, so I don't want to sit here and profess to you guys, you know, everything that's going on. I'm kind of just giving you guys the update on what the reporters talked about, what went on at camp from the reporter's point of view. And I don't want, like I said, I don't want to be something I'm not. I wasn't at practice, so I can't take it all in with my own two eyes. But I did, you know, text up with John McMullen. Good day overall. Jalen Hurts was sharp again. I think Elliot put out the stats. He was like 10 of 16 or something in that range. I'd have to check exactly what they were, but he threw 6 touchdowns. And now it was a lot of red zone work, but 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. So another good day for the offense. Good day for Jalen Hurts. Devontae Smith made some good plays out there. And as I mentioned, if you're just checking in, Saquon was back. Lane Johnson was back. Now Lane didn't participate in the team drills, but he was back out there. He was back out there for, with the pads on and running around. So it was good to hear that Lane was back out there. Madness says, Xander, if you need a Jacob DJ, holla at me. How about some music, bro? Can you make me some copyright-free music? I'll send you a little Jacob care package and a couple bucks if you do that for me. I'd appreciate it. I had somebody in here who told me they were going to send me the music, but they never ended up sending it unless I went to my junk mail. I'd have to check that. But I had somebody tell me they were going to make me some copyright-free music or royalty-free music. Which is tough to do. So there's Madness. He says, of course, I'll send you some beats. Xander@jacobmedia.com, brother. Send them along and I'll check them out. Hopefully we can get a little theme song for Jacob Sports. We appreciate that as we're going into the year. But I'm going to go to my chat check, see what you guys are thinking about going into the season after the first day of camp. Listen, you know, the other good thing, and I mentioned it, but I want to bring it up one more time. The thing I love most about the pads is you hear that Fred Johnson, who played right tackle in the team drills for Lane Johnson, he decked Zach Bond, and Zach Bond apparently did not like it. He runs up behind him. He kind of tosses his shoulder, a little elbow at him. And there was a little bit of a heated minute there in practice. And I love that. That brings out the best in these athletes. These are, like I said, these are guys who are highly skilled, training all day long, you know, physical freaks out there on this field who are at the pinnacle of their profession. And, you know, tensions run high. Testosterone levels are running high. And to hear that the pads are back on and they can kind of throw some jabs around, throw some punches around and, you know, keep it all in good fun. Obviously, they're all on the same team. But it's good to hear that that's out there because I think that increases your competitiveness. It increases everybody's will to get better, to work their butt off out there. So it's good to hear that that happened. But overall, some pretty good stuff. And I thought a good day in the office for the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, the pads came on, so everybody was excited about that. Let's go over to the chat. Eduardo says, Xander with a reggae Tim beat would be hilarious. That would be pretty funny. Mr. Sandman, what's up, Mr.? Appreciate you being here, brother. Devontae going to go crazy this season. I agree. I think Devontae, I mean, he's had two good years. It's tough for him to be, you know, the type of productive player that maybe some would expect him to be when you have A.J. Brown. But I'd rather have two, you know, wide receiver one caliber wide receivers than one. So good to hear that from Devontae. I think he's going to have a big year as well. That was it. Christopher Baker. Thank you, brother. 14-21 Jalen Hurts was today. 6 TDs, 0 picks. So good stuff from Jalen Hurts again today. A lot of red zone work for the team. So good to hear that. And we'll continue to run through it. Xander, let me see here. Yes, I saw this, Eduardo. So in the initial drill they ran, which is always they do that ball security drill. It looked like Devontae took a nut shot, you know, right to the nads, and he kind of went down and was not happy about it. It was interesting to watch the guy who they hold like a boxing glove on the end of the stick or whatever, and Devontae is like down holding on to his nuts, and this dude's got the boxing glove, and he's like continuing to jab the ball at Devontae's hands. I'm like, all right, bro, I think Devontae knows how to hold on to the ball. Let him get up a little bit, you know, after he took his tough shot there. And that was pretty funny to see. But anyway, might be just my opinion, but I thought that was weird to see. Prince Swayze says, this team is hungry. The front office is hungry. I won't be surprised if Howie makes another move soon. They know they messed up last season. Prince, where do you think they'll make a move? Because I've been thinking this too, but
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm wondering where it is. It's not going to be corner, obviously. I don't think it's going to be safety. There's a lot of talk about Justin Simmons, but I think they're comfortable with their safeties they have right now. I don't see them going that route. Maybe some depth on the defensive line. Maybe D-tackle. I don't know. And then offense, I don't see them going anywhere on offense. So if you're interested, like where do you think they would go if they did an edge? All right, Prince, I see that. I could see edge as well. Kevin, yeah, I know I'm looking a little bit fuzzy, man. I'm not sure what's going on with my internet. I'm going to get it all booted up and fixed. You know, I don't know. Normally my internet's always perfect, but I'm having a little bit of issues today. Sorry about that. Hopefully you guys can hear me at least all right and everything works out pretty good. Can I get a wrench? Christopher, let me give you the wrench, brother, because I gotta do it. And I didn't have the computer up yesterday and I kind of forgot to go back and do it for you. I will give you a wrench, Christopher, because you've earned it. You have great comments here on Jacob Sports. So let me toss Christopher a wrench real quick. Flexen's not going to be happy, but he's going to have to be. He's going to have to live with it. So Christopher gets a wrench. Christopher Baker, you should have a wrench now, brother. Appreciate you being here. No, 31. No, not everybody's getting a wrench. A-team, you guys want to hear a story? Jason A-team, he says, I need a wrench too. So Jason A-team got a wrench. And he comes in the next couple days. This is when I first started giving out some wrenches to our best people. And Jason A-team starts coming in. And he starts throwing shade and trash talking Jalen Hurt or Jacob Sports and all these things. He's shitting on us. And I'm like, all right, A-team, get out of here. And I took his wrench. And ever since then, he's been vying for another wrench. But listen, A-team, you're still in timeout. Sorry, brother. You ain't getting the wrench back yet. But anyway, I appreciate you being here, A-team. I know it's all in good fun. Maybe you'll earn a wrench one day again soon. But I appreciate you, like I said, being here, brother. So good stuff, everybody. Recap, brother. I missed everything. Hi, Philly. So it was a good day of practice. I'll give you a quick rundown again. Like I said, I wasn't out there, but I took some notes from what everybody saw down there at practice. The highlight of practice today, hi, Philly guy, was Quinyon Mitchell versus A.J. Brown. Now, there was a lot of good stuff, a lot of red zone work. Jalen Hurts had another good day. He was 14 to 21 with 6 touchdowns, as you saw our buddy Christopher Baker put that in the chat. But Quinyon Mitchell and A.J. was kind of the story of the day a little bit. They were jabbing, going back and forth with each other, getting the better of one another on back-to-back reps. And I think it's great to have Quinyon working in that capacity with A.J. Brown. He started the day, Quinyon Mitchell, at first team slot corner. So, and it wasn't Kelee Ringo this time on the outside. It was Isaiah Rogers. So interesting there. Mekhi Becton was your starter at right guard. Zach Bond and Devin White were your two starters at linebacker to start out the day. So interesting stuff there. I thought Johnny Wilson was interesting to hear. He got a couple first team reps again. He caught a touchdown pass in the red zone. So good to hear that. Kenny Gainwell apparently had a pretty good day today. He looked pretty speedy out there. He had 2 touchdowns as well. So overall a good day. It seemed like, you know, like I said, I wasn't there, so I can't give you too much, other than what I've read about, and hopefully, you know, you guys have followed along and I give you guys at least a good update. I wish I could do it a little bit better, but unfortunately I don't want to, you know, lie to you and say, hey, this is what I saw. I didn't see much, you know, I read about it and I got some videos. So I'm waiting on John to send me his videos from practice today, and I will post them up the minute he sends them. So definitely follow along on Jacob Sports, and I will post them up. Quan Pugh checks in. What's up, Quan? Like that picture, bro. You're looking snazzy in that white shirt. That's good. That's a nice picture. He goes, Quan Pugh says, so Quinyon going to be our lockdown cornerback? I think so, Quan. It's great to hear that Quinyon has had such a good start to the camp here. When you take a guy in the first round, you know, especially at a cornerback position where you have Slay and Bradbury, they're aging guys, didn't have their best seasons last year. And Quinyon's out there, you know, locking down A.J. Brown a little bit, moving all over the field, saying he loves the trash talk, saying all these great things. It's great to hear. And I think we have a very bright future with Quinyon Mitchell. He seems to be acclimating to the NFL very, very quickly. So great to hear that Quinyon Mitchell is having a great camp so far. So, you know, hopefully he can be our lockdown cornerback of the future. And I'm with you. I think we have a good pick here, a good player. Like I said yesterday, a lot of people were, you know, wary because it's like, I'm not saying it was Jalen Reagor. Just let me get the point out. It's kind of one of those things where you take a corner and then a team right after you takes another corner. So in a way, we had our pick. Was it Terrion Arnold or was it Quinyon Mitchell? And a lot of people were like, oh, maybe we should have went Arnold. You know, Quinyon was the Toledo guy, didn't have as high of a caliber of competition in college. But I don't think we're going to be in that situation. I think both players are going to be good, but we're going to be happy here in Philly with the guy we took. And I think Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a great, great cornerback for this football team. So really good to see. Christopher Baker checks in. Josh Sweat has been really quiet in camp. He has. And I haven't heard much about him. I mean, he spoke yesterday, so he talked about the number and some of that crap. But I don't really care about the number. I want him to make plays on the field. Anthony Crowback checks in. What's up, Anthony? I haven't seen you, brother. If you're new to the channel, we appreciate you being here. Make sure you like and subscribe. We appreciate all the support. Hopefully you can stay locked in with us. We'll be keeping you guys covered from A to Z with the Eagles all season long. How about Zach Bond balling out? Yeah, man, he is. It's almost like N'Kobe Dean is going to be a bench rider maybe with Zach Bond. He continues to get the first team reps, and apparently he's looked pretty good. It was interesting to hear, you know, Zach Bond was pancaked today by Fred Johnson, and they got into a little battle, which was pretty cool to hear. So pretty good stuff there. I'm Awake makes a good point. It says Arnold can't play everywhere like Q. It's true. Now, listen, we don't know that because we haven't asked Terrion Arnold to play where he's a good player, man. I watched him a lot in college. He's a good player, but I feel good about Quinyon as well. So I'm not looking to, you know, to make a change there. I'm happy with who we got. I think Quinyon's going to be great. M-Ray says Quinyon Island. Absolutely, brother. Quinyon Island. So we'll see. Let me go into the chat and see if I can find any other good comments. Jimmy Wen says, what's up, Xander? Appreciate you, brother. Oh, $10 super chat from A-Team. A-Team's looking to buy back his wrench. Appreciate you, A-Team. I knew that was the reason. It's all good. I can be accountable. I was pissed because Jody and Bill were gone, but I get how it works. Also, do you think they trade a running back because the room is packed. Just to answer your point on Jody and Bill, it's a business, brother. And at the end of the day, I want to continue to deliver you guys content. And, you know, sometimes business is business. It's not personal. I don't mean to pull people away who you guys enjoy listening to. But at the end of the day, I'm not a nonprofit. You know, I got to make money. I got bills. I got a family. You know, we got to make money. We got to continue to build our business. And sometimes you just have to make tough decisions. So I understand that it sucks, you know, when guys leave the channel. I absolutely understand it. And I appreciate you dropping a $10 super chat. But like I said, business is business, man. There's not much more I can say about it. I'm running a business here. I'm not running a friendship group. I'm not running, you know what I mean? I got to make profit. I got to make money. And in order for me to do that, sometimes you have to make tough decisions. So I understand that it sucks. But again, I appreciate you being here, brother. I appreciate the $10 super chat. Let me answer your question. Do you think they trade a running back because the room is packed? No, I don't. I don't think they'll move on from a running back. I think they like their room. I think they're happy with who they have. I don't really know why they have three guys who are very similar in skill sets, but I don't think they'll move on from somebody. Jason, who do you think they would? Like, who's on your mind when you say that question? Is it Kenny Gainwell? I guess maybe. I mean, he's coming up on the contract year. Maybe he could be moved, but I doubt it. I don't see it happening, but yeah, I think they're probably pretty comfortable. Oh, shoot, James, did I miss one of your supers, brother? Sorry about that. Let me go to James Carver super. My bad, Carver. I didn't even see it come through, brother. Dean's only had one real year and got injured. Rookie year, he wasn't going to play, but if Dean can look like he did at UGA this second year, then he'll be great. Yeah, I mean, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, right, James? I mean, this is the NFL, dude. This is not UGA, and you're talking to a guy who, you know, went to Alabama. I love SEC football. I understand the caliber of talent across the SEC, but Dean looking good at Georgia really doesn't mean a whole lot to me. It really doesn't. I mean, I like that he's an instinctive linebacker. I think he has good potential, but it's time to show it, you know, and it's year three, and I know you're saying he had only had 1 year, and then he got injured. He's played five games in two full seasons. That in itself is an evaluation, right? I mean, this is the NFL. These guys got to stay healthy or else they're not worth a shit. And I hear you. Dean has the potential. He was great at college, and he was good at the University of Georgia, and he was playing with a lot of these guys, Carter and Davis and, you know, even Keely Ringo. But listen, it's time for him to step up, you know, and I need to see it with N'Kobe Dean. So we'll see how it all plays out. Let me see what else is in the chat. I saw some good ones, but I wanted to go to the super chat there. Taylor Jersey, what's up, brother? Appreciate you being here, Taylor. You're another new guy. I don't know if I've ever seen you here. Maybe you have been, and you just haven't made a comment. I appreciate you being here, brother. I'm really pulling for Isaiah Rodgers to start. It'd be a mistake to sit him or trade him. I think so, but here's the problem with Isaiah Rodgers, Taylor, and I think I see a military uniform there. Thank you for your service, brother. I appreciate that very much. If that's you in the picture, I think it probably is. So we thank you for your service here at Jacob Sports. We are big supporters of the military. My brother's a military veteran, and we always support our troops. So thank you, sir, for your service. Here's the problem with Isaiah Rodgers, I would say. You have a cornerback room that's very deep, right? We've talked about how deep it is, a lot of players. You have Quinyon Mitchell, you have Cooper DeJean, you have Keely Ringo, Darius Slay. You could argue James Bradbury's still there. All the other guys who are vowing for a spot, Keely, Quinyon, Cooper, these are all premium picks that were made by the Eagles in the NFL draft. Isaiah Rodgers is a guy they picked up, you know, kind of as a flyer on a one-year deal, and they don't have any long-term ties to him. So I'm with you. I think a meritocracy should be how it is, and people should win their job based on merit. But you got Quinyon Mitchell under contract for five seasons. Got Cooper DeJean under contract for four seasons. You got Keely Ringo under contract for another three seasons. And those are all guys they spent a premium pick on. So if they can, I'm not saying they're going to trade Isaiah Rodgers. I think they're going to keep him. I think he might start. I'm just saying there's an uphill battle from a business perspective with him where they might just prioritize the guys they drafted. I hope they don't do that. I hope if he's the best player, they give him the crack at it. But that's my worry with him is that they're going to prioritize the guys they drafted. And, you know, I hope he has a chance to play, but you know, that's my one worry with him is I don't know, you know, if he will be able, if he will get on the field. So we'll see anyway, how that plays out. Taylor Jersey follows up. Not new. I followed the channel for a few seasons, just never comment. I lurk in the shadows. Well, we appreciate all of our viewers who lurk in the shadows as well. Thanks for following along, Taylor Jersey. We appreciate you, brother. Thanks for being here. Carver checks in. White and Edwards are far better than a rookie for Dean's first year. This is Dean's prove it year. No doubt. I mean, this is his prove it year, and I would agree with your analysis. Remember, TJ Edwards was an undrafted guy, so, you know, I don't even want to talk about TJ because I just don't understand why they didn't pay him. It wasn't like he got a bag of money. He got a decent contract. I would have loved to have given him the money, but anyway, they didn't. So Sam Fleming, what's up, Sam? Appreciate you being here, brother. Another great commenter. He comments, was Lane back at practice today? Lane was back out there. He was a little bit limited. He played. He wasn't on the limited list, but he played out there, and then he didn't play the team drill. So Fred Johnson kind of filled in for him. But he was out there. He was wearing full pads. He did participate in some of the early drills. Just didn't do the team drills in the 11-on-11. So he was back out there, though, to answer your question. So we appreciate that. Kevin Savard checks in. The way cornerbacks are going down, I wouldn't be surprised to see some leave here. Yeah, I mean, and the other thing is, I think teams are watching our roster to see what Howie does. And, you know, there's a lot of teams out there that need cornerbacks. And I think they're kind of waiting, like, you know, what do the Eagles do? You know, if they move on from somebody, are they going to have to cut somebody? Remember, because you got to get this roster down to 53. You can't keep everybody. You also have guys that we don't even talk about anymore. Eli Ricks, Josh Jobe. These are good special teams guys. Not so much Eli Ricks, but Josh Jobe. You know, what are they going to do with them? Are they going to try and keep them? What are they going to do with the safety position? What will they do with James Bradbury? So there's a lot of questions to be answered for the Eagles at that position. And I do think you're right that, you know, teams are probably waiting to snake somebody or look to get somebody from our roster. So we'll see what happens there. Hi, Philly guy. Checks in. I save every show to watch at night while I'm working. Love the show, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate that so much. All you guys, checking in. You guys make the channel what it is. So thanks for being here, everybody. Let's have a great season. I'm really excited now that it's fun because, you know, we do the shows all off season and we make up content and we have to make storylines and, you know, do shows for all day. And it's tough to do now. You know, once training camp starts, there's no let up. So it's like, we're going to have so much to talk about from now all the way through January. I mean, it's just going to be a tremendous 6-month run here. So I'm very excited. Hope all you guys strap in. Hope everybody subscribe to the channel. If you support the channel and you want to be a member, that would be much appreciated. It's just basically $5 a month. It's a financial contribution to the channel to help us continue to make content. As I said, it's a business, guys. We got to make money, got to generate money for our guys and to make this thing work. So if you guys are big supporters and you want to become a member, I'm not begging you. You don't have to. I'll read your comments even if you're not. But if you support the channel and you want to become a member, we appreciate those as well. Twist says, did Saquon get any big runs today? I read a little bit that he had a good run at the start of practice, but I didn't read too much, Twist, to be honest. I didn't read too much from Saquon today. I don't know if he had a huge role today in practice, but we'll see. 31-7 says, Xander, did you hear Avante Maddox clowning Quinyon Mitchell because he said he always looks sleepy even when he's awake? I didn't see that, but if he did say that, look at that. I like your profile picture there, though, with a 31-7 thrashing of the 49ers. But that's yesterday's news, man. We got to get back there. Got to get back to the Super Bowl now. Can't live on the 2022 hype. Daniel Bigelow checks in. I mean, I'm still patient with Dean. He was playing behind Edwards and White his rookie year, and they didn't take advantage of their leads and put him in for garbage time like they should have. Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. You're right. I mean, he was behind those two guys, and then last year he was injured. So it's right. It's time. My one worry with Dean that I think is kind of clouding my judgment, he's not passing my eye test. Like, when I look at him out there, I'm like, NFL linebacker, Fred Warner, Devin White, you know, Patrick Queen, Roquan Smith, just doesn't look like those guys to me. And that's what I'm struggling with, to be honest. So we'll see, though. You know, hopefully he can do it, but, you know, we'll see. We'll continue to follow along. Jason A Team says, are you doing post games again? We're working on it now. We're trying to figure everything out with the post game show. So I will keep you guys updated, but we definitely will be doing a post-game show for sure. We'll be live most likely all of game day, obviously, which are the every week is a Super Bowl week when you're covering this team. So appreciate it. I'm going to get out of here, guys, pretty soon. 38-minute show so far. So I'll take a couple more comments in the chat, but we're going to get out of here. National Football Show with Dan Cilio coming up at 2 o'clock. So we'll see how it all goes. Mr. Sandman checks in. That Liz Frank injury N'Kobe Dean had was career-threatening. I recall Malik Jackson never really recovered. It's a good point. Johnny Mack talked a lot about that, Mr. Sandman, where you know he said, look, people act like it's multiple injuries. It was one injury. It was the Liz Frank injury, and those are very tough injuries to come back from, so you are right about that for sure. Christopher Baker, didn't hear much from the safeties today. It's obvious Simmons is waiting for us to move Bradbury. That's true, but Baker, what do you think they're going to do? You think Simmons isn't going to be a backup safety? So if they bring in Isaiah Simmons, who moves to the bench? I would assume Reed Blankenship. And then he's not going to be a special teams guy either. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I don't think they're going to go with Simmons, dude. I really don't. We'll see. Hopefully they will. But, you know, I don't know if they even need him, to be honest. Madness, what time are you on with Sills? I'll be on 3:30 today, brother. 3:30 with Big Sills. Unless he has another guest at 3:30, he might push me around like he does sometimes. But now he's got Gary Cobb at 4:30, so I'll be on with Dan Cilio at 3:30 today. Definitely check in if you guys enjoy the show on there. So appreciate you all being here. A lot of viewers right now, so we appreciate that. Over 200 on each platform. So thanks, everybody, for being here. Sorry about the internet on this show. Hopefully I can get it all straightened out and back up for when I'm on with the National Football Show later today. Flexing and stepping. What's up, brother? Appreciate you being here. I'm getting out of here flexing, but I know I'll see you at 2 o'clock on the National Football Show. Appreciate you, Crowley. Xander's the GOAT. My man, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'd call me the GOAT, but, you know, I appreciate the support, brother. Flexin says, any good news? Here's the good news, Flex. Pads are on. Practice was competitive and physical. Zach Bond and Fred Johnson got into it a little bit out there. And Quinyon Mitchell has been blanketing A.J. Brown. They've been putting them up against each other a lot. He spoke about it after practice. So Quinyon Mitchell, brother, our first-round talent, is getting a lot of good reps in practice, preparing him for the season. I think we got a good player in Quinyon Mitchell. I don't think there should be any fear from anybody. I think we have a very good cornerback there, and I think it's going to work out well. So it's great to hear. He spoke after practice, had some very good comments. So I think that's the best news of the day is Quinyon Mitchell, who continues to show promise in practice all through training camp. So yeah, appreciate it, Flex. And he says Mitchell's going to be a stud. No doubt about it, Flex. Thanks for being here, everybody. Make sure you guys smash that like button on your way out. I want to once again thank our two super chats, James Carver, Jason A-Team. Thank you both for the super chats. All financial contributions to the channel are much appreciated. And they go further than you guys think. I wish I could kind of give you a look at the back end. They go farther than you think. So thank you guys for doing that. I'm going to get out of here now. Thanks, everybody, for checking in, for being here. As always, your guys' support means the world to me. Can't thank you guys enough. Our time is finite, and when you spend it here with me, it's an honor and a privilege. So I will catch you guys later on today, 2 to 6, the National Football Show, and a special edition of Birds 365 tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. So we will catch you guys later on. We have full content for the rest of the day here on Jacob Sports. See you guys there on National Football Show and Birds 365. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES Eagles.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.